USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's time for the U.S. to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty. The president tweeted that the region is of critical strategic and security importance to Israel and regional security. President Trump will be hosting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House next week. Heavy flooding that began last week from Minnesota to Missouri has killed at least four people and caused over $1.5 billion in damages. Hamburg, Iowa is one of the towns hit hardest by the floods. Their mayor, Kathy Crane, says they will be rebuilding.
This is a tough community. We're little and we're not wealthy. We want to keep our businesses here. We want to keep our home. We want to keep our citizens. They're our people. We've known them all our lives.
Crane was speaking there on CBS News. Weather forecasters are projecting that flooding may continue through May in parts of the Midwest. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Presidential counselor Kellyanne Conway says even she is shocked at her husband George Conway's tweets lately. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
That after her husband lashes out at President Trump on Twitter, questioning the president's mental stability.
My husband also has been very critical of the president publicly, which is unlike him, just because he's traditionally been a very private person. In 2016, which is known as the year of the tweet, George Conway sent exactly zero tweets. So this is new. And what also is new is not supporting the agenda of the president and my work there.
Conway speaking on Fox News, President Trump fired back at her husband, recently calling him a whack job and a stone-cold loser. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More problems for Facebook as they have notified hundreds of millions of users that their passwords were stored improperly and were able to be read by employees at the company. The problem has since been resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report out from the Environmental Working Group found that spinach and kale are the two vegetables that contain the most residue from pesticides. Now, rounding out the top five include apples, strawberries, and nectarines. The group also found that 90% of samples of strawberries, apples, cherries, and nectarines tested positive for two or more pesticides. Samantha Heller is a registered dietitian, and she joined CBS this morning and reminds us.
We live in an environment where pesticides can stay in our soil and our water for decades.
Yeah. But I hear you saying it's okay to eat it as long as you don't eat a lot of it.
Well, it's also, we have to look at the amount that's in the food.
Yeah.
How much is in there and how much is going to actually have an effect and increase our risk for these health issues that we mentioned previously. The EPA, the USDA, they're saying the amount in these foods are not enough to really cause a lot of problems. The Environmental Working Group also says the benefits of eating these do outweigh the risk of this pesticide. So what we can do is buy organic when we can't afford it. You can buy frozen when the food's not in season. Save some money doing that,
mm-hmm.
right? Don't use pesticides in your yard. Try not to. Try not to use them in your home gardens.
Heller also says you got to make sure you remember to wash your fruits and vegetables.
And I think we forget when we buy things like parsley or basil. They need to be washed when they're fresh. We need to wash melons and lemons and limes. And that doesn't take off just a lot of the pesticide residue, but a lot of the other detritus that these vegetables and produce are exposed to in transit and prep. We do need to wash our fruits and vegetables, but a lot of us forget to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.